Wednesday was like a Thursday for the Houston Texans because they play the Bengals on a Saturday. And crowd noise will be of paramount importance to the Texans' defense.
Our fans are amazing, and our defense really thrive off of that. And it messes with the quarterbacks and offensive lines because they have to, they can't hear, so they're getting jumps. And I know JJ and Antonio really appreciate that.
And the crowd's always a big thing for, defense, screw up the offense, that kind of thing. And, from what all the vets talk about, we were here last year, it's going to get crazy, and it's going to be a good atmosphere. So it's going to be exciting for me and, hopefully exciting for the fans as well.
The fans out there, they definitely helped us out a tremendous amount. And, just the intensity and the crowd, and we just fed off of that, and it was definitely a big part of the game, and definitely something that those guys they know about, and something that they are going to have to be wary of.
It takes away what they can do snap count wise. It takes away what they can do audible wise, because it's hard to hear. Play clocks running down, all those things, and so when the crowd is really loud and we're playing at home. The defense feeds off the energy for one, but it also slows the offense down to where their communication is a little off for two. And so it helped us a lot last year. It helped us this season. So we really needed to come out and be loud from pregame on the way to postgame.
Head coach Gary Kubiak explained the inside linebacker spot and how it might be affected with Tim Dobbins' shoulder injury.
Today we wanted the reps to go to Barrett, and obviously, we got Mister. We picked up who needs a ton of reps, to get ready to play real quick. So we'll see where we're at tomorrow. But we knew it was a concern going into the week. Hold out some promise here yet. He's been beat up, throughout the course of the year, but he's always found a way to kind of answer the bell. So we'll see. We'll give him every bit of time we can. Well, the good thing is Barrett's a veteran player who's been in this league for a while. He's been in different type of schemes. He was a big Tampa 2 Mike linebacker for a long time. But he's picked up on what we're doing, very smart. He has played, quite a bit since he's got here. And obviously played a lot last week with the situation that we got in. So we got a lot of confidence in him, and I don't think anything's too big for him. He's played in a lot of football games.
And the Bengals have a very potent pitch and catch connection in Andy Dalton and A.J. Green.
Just more experience. You can tell, last year he did some rookie things, and this year he's not doing those things. He's very poised. He was last year too, but I just think, he sees probably more things than he did last year. He recognizes blitzes a little quicker, those kind of things.
He's a really good talent. He's long, he's tall, he's fast. He can make all the catches. He don't mind blocking. So he do a little bit of it all. So he's Andy Dalton's guy. When it breaks down, that's what he looks for. And he's going to throw it to him, give him a chance to make a play, and we have to do a good job of knowing where he's at all time and making sure that we keep an eye on him.